God, I just want us to worship God with this song that I've just sent.
Are you God? You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you God? You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, God. You are greater to be praised. You are greater to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, God. You are greater to be praised. Father, you reign. Oh, I love our God, and yet I copied you. You are the awesome God. Sing Alabara. You are the mighty God, and yet I copied you. You are the glorious God. Alabara, Alabara.
I want us to just worship God. I want us to just bless God for His faithfulness, for His goodness. God has been faithful wherever you are. I just want you to lift your hands to God and just sing the song.
Alabara, you are the mighty God. Alabara, you are the mighty God, and He has obeyed you. You praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in Yahweh. Sing Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Glorious, so glorious in your way. You are wonderful, so wonderful in your ways. You are excellent, you are excellent, so excellent in your ways. Yahweh, Yahweh, Jesus, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You're wonderful, so wonderful in your ways. You're wonderful, you're wonderful. So wonderful in your
ways. Kaparagadosa, Nevariande Kosa Tilabradosa. Rada bada 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 osha lebelosa, resu zeketo zani bradosa, ila dosa tika bradosa ne lebelosa tika bada katosa. I want us to just pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, even as we prepare to hear the word. from Mama Dory this evening. I want us to just pray in the Holy Ghost. Kale bradosa kabaya da kosa. Reketele bede bedosa ira soze ele bradosa ira basha lebede bedosa. Risosu kabaya da. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Father, because it is because of your mercies that we are not confused. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Father, even as we have up to hear your word, we pray, Father, Lord God Almighty, that you give us receptive ears, oh God, and receptive hearts to receive your word in the name of Jesus. We receive your word with meekness of heart in the name of Jesus. We act upon your word even as we learn today in the name of Jesus. We are not stubborn. We refuse to be stubborn. We act upon your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, oh God, we ask for grace to obey your call. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Glory to God. We're still praying. I want you to ask the Lord tonight and tell him to minister to you specifically, to give you a word for you, a word that specifically, you know, for you, a word that will transform you, a word that will bless you, a word that will instruct you on what next to do. Oh, Jalek. Kasu talibo gozodo godoboshia makoria mazia gade mala koza li gedeke dekia bakoza li bagoza li kasote ye. Lord, we receive a word tonight. Mado shaligo ze ye kasute ye baria masote ye kasute ye gadabada maloko sia galia bakosia balabada rege deke deboshia balugo ze ye kesete ye. That word that will launch us into the next step in our walk with you, that word that would catapult us into that place you intend for us to be. Malegeze gedeke debo shia maluko siya kosete ye. Malaga deke deke debo kurama sute ye balaga debada. Rado koshila bagoza liga zeye kesite ye baragada. Lord, I ask for a word for me. I receive a word for me. Maloko ziya kesete ye baliga debada. Minister to me specifically tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Maloko siya kosete ye baliga da bada bada. Malibo goziya kose ye barabada bade. And for every lady on this platform and everyone listening, Lord, a word from for them. A word for them. Maduka siya kose ye barabada. A specific word for every individual tonight. In the name of Jesus. Liga da bakoria masuta ye balaga da bada. Mileke ziya koza libo koziya bade bado sheli. Gade badoze ye kasuta ye mana mana beliga koria masote ye balaga de bado shaliga da badaba siye kesete ye managa libo kosia mana mana. You know, when the Lord came to Mary, you know, through his angel, when he came to Mary, he gave her a word for her. A word, he gave her specific instructions. I want you to ask that as God's word comes to you tonight, specific instructions, specific direction on the next step to take, on the next thing to do. We receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Male gezia kose yi katali gadabada. Malo goziye kesete ye barabada. Rike libo Shiaga de badoze ye kasute ye mana ligada bakura masote ye. We receive your word with precision and accuracy. Maluga zia kosete ye. We receive guidance tonight, Lord. Malo gozia kosete ye mana makolia masote ye. That unique word for us. That unique word for us. We receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Megedio kosia kosaliba galibo koshia mani mag.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our precious Father, we're grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for the great and mighty things you have packaged for us this evening. Thank you for that unique word you're sending each and every one of us tonight. Thank you for specific instruction, specific direction on what to do in the name of Jesus. Your word prompts us and sets us into action. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Glory to God. Are we excited in the house? Let's share our excitement.
Bowing down before you, there is a place.
that I love to dwell is the presence of my Father. All the host of heaven gather, worship Him, bowing down before Him.
Glory to God. You're welcome in the name of the Lord to the third series of this month, At His Feet, Obedience to the Call. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you so much, Lisa, for that worship. And Miss Favor for the prayers. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good to have every one of us here tonight. Good to have every one of us here tonight. So let's go into God's word. Amen. Are we excited?
Holy, 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 holy.
I just love this song. I don't know if you know it. If you know it, can you just worship God with me? It's very easy.
Holy, holy. Hey, holy, 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 holy. I know a name that's full of grace. Father, Father, all the Lion of Judah. I worship you, bowing down before you. I know a name that's full of grace. It is the name of all others, Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. We worship you, bowing down before.
It is your feet, Jesus. We have come to see that tonight. We have come to drink from you. We have come to drink from your wisdom. We have come to feed from your word tonight. Oh, we ask that you feed us with your word. We ask that you feed us with your word. We ask for an encounter with your word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, makos utali badabaha tekele boho shatanda balabahaya. Oh, shaliga dabadabahate.
Hallelujah. Holy, holy. Hey, you are holy. You are holy.
Egadabashata libadagadabahata libadabaha. Call him holy, call him holy, call him holy. He's the one that speaks to us, is the one that teaches us, is the one that ministers to us. It's not me, he's the one. Can we just call him holy? Can we exalt him tonight?
Hey, there is a place that I love to dwell. It is the name of the Father. Heaven gather, I worship Him, bowing down before Him.
Oh God, abashuti lianda bahashutanda balabahaya. Oh mashali gada bekotosha labahandi. Oh rebe sheteli gada bahanda koshuta labahandi. Oh let your heart hunger for Him tonight. Let your heart be filled with expectation tonight.
Bowing down before Him.
Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. We give you all the praise, Heavenly Father. Amen. So, how is At His Feet being the July series? We thank God for all that He's doing in our midst. We thank God for all that He has begun, and we thank God for all that He's working in us, within us, and through us. Glory to God. Thank you for those of you who have been sharing with me your testimonies, feedback concerning this series, and how it has been a blessing to you. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. More and more and much more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. So good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see every one of you. Celebrate you all. And I truly, truly love you. And it is my desire that you come to know the hope of your calling. You come to know what God is doing with your life, in your life. You come to know Jesus more and more. Amen. So, we've been looking at obedience to the call. And the first Friday, you know, we talked about how that, what the call of God was all about. How that God calls people. And I mentioned to us that the call of God is actually, you know, to reveal Jesus. Amen. To reveal Jesus to people, to others. And that, you know, He has to be revealed to us first so that we can reveal Him to people. You cannot give what you don't have. And I, you know, mentioned people that God calls, that God is still calling people. You know, we mentioned Abraham, Moses, Mary, you know, David. God still calls people. Amen. And I told us how that even in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, you know, once you are born again, you have already been called. You know, you're an ambassador, you know, for Christ, and you've been given the ministry of reconciliation. You've been called to, you know, reconcile people to Christ. Amen. Glory to Jesus. And, you know, we looked at the life of Paul in Galatians, how that Paul, you know, after he, you know, the his purpose and his calling was revealed to him, it took time, you know. He said he didn't, you know, interact with flesh and blood. He went, you know, separated himself. Amen. He says immediately, you know, I, Paul, I separated myself, you know. And I told us how that some people, once they receive the calling of God for their life, immediately they want to start out something. They want to do something. No, the call of God is a call, you know, into intimacy with God. And we saw that in the book of Mark chapter 3, how that when Jesus ordained the 12, He called them to first be with Him first. You know, if we Mark chapter 3, verse 13, 14, He called them to first be with Him first, that He might send them forth. And I said how that the call of God is actually a calling to intimacy with Jesus. The call of God is actually devotion over, you know, activity. Amen. Glory to God. So, and then we moved into week 2. Amen. And then God showed us how that we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And we saw that the word workmanship means poema. Amen. Means poem. You know, God's heart work. And, you know, I taught us how that we are God's prophetic script, that God has written about us and our story. The story He has written about us is good. Amen. And I showed us how that it may not be the same, you know, with any fact. It's not in me. It is not the same with everybody. Everybody has different parts in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe we were blessed by last week, you know, edition of At His Feet. I was tremendously blessed, you know, getting to know that, see, you know, seeing Jesus say in the book of Hebrews that I have come in the volume of books that it is written of me to do thy will, O God. You know, something has been written about you. I believe we're blessed by the beautiful review by our dear sister Lisa on Monday. Amen. Was it on Monday now? Tuesday, rather. Yeah. You know, God has written about us. And if you're not reading the Word of God, I don't know how you want to discover, you know, His plan for your life. You're not listening to God's Word. You're not feeding on the Word. Amen. God has written about you. If you even look at the ministry of Jesus, in fact, right from when He was born. I mean, I don't know if anybody, it has caught anybody. It has caught me when I'm reading about Jesus in the Gospels. I'm always amazed, you know, how that when you know, the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord told His father that he should, you know, go to Egypt and then, you know, move, and then he later moved to Nazarene. And then the scripture says that it has been written of him that out of Egypt I've called my son. You know, and he shall be a Nazarene. Everything about Jesus was just fulfilling what has been written. You know, even when Jesus was even going to start ministry. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 4, you would see how that it was said of this particular place he started ministry in Galilee. It was written of him that he was going to start ministry there. So really, your life is a prophetic script. Hallelujah. And if you're not walking with God, if you're not following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you're not discerning, you know, God's, you know, words to you, you will just miss it. If you're comparing your life with other people, you're comparing, you know, your progress, your process with other people. We don't compare ourselves with ourselves. We compare ourselves with God's plan for our lives. To compare ourselves with God's word for our lives. Hallelujah. When you see that this is what God's saying concerning you, and you see that your life is not, you know, aligning with that word, all right, you have to, you know, set out and be like, God, your word must be fulfilled in my life. Amen. And whatever it will take for God's word to be fulfilled in your life, the Holy Spirit will bring it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe we were blessed by that word. And I also made mention of Deborah, you know, how that she had to arise, you know, and to solve the problem. If she didn't arise, the problem in Israel wouldn't have been solved. Glory to God. Amazing things God is doing in this community, and I give God all the praise. Amen. Tonight we are going to go deeper into the call of God, obedience to the call. Amen. And we're going to be looking at a topic titled Times and Seasons. Amen. Still on obedience to the call, times and seasons. You know, during the week, Lord just kept drawing my heart to times and seasons, times and seasons. All right, come with me to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. All right, it says, I'll be reading from NLT. It says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. I want us to read it again. It says, for everything, not something, not some things, for every single thing, there is a season, there is a time for every activity under heaven, except that that activity is not under heaven. I wonder, everything is under heaven, except that thing is not under heaven. It says, for everything, there is a season. For everything, there is a time. For every activity under heaven, there is a time. Somebody say, including my life. Hallelujah. There is a time, there is a season for God's call upon your life. Amen. This is something that a lot of people, you know, do not take heart off. They don't, it's not, they're not conscious of, you know, this particular thing. They just feel anything goes, anytime it goes, let's just go. No. For everything, there is a season. For everything, there is a timing. You know, for those of us, okay, I think it's all over Nigeria, we know we've been experiencing a season of serious rain. In fact, it's not even rain, it's like flood. Sure, for those of us in Lagos, although I saw in the news that it was in Niger now that they're having flood too and all. It's a season. Now, for us in Lagos, on the island, we've been experiencing sun, and I'm just grateful to God for sun, you know. And although some people say the rain is coming back, but I don't know. But really, that was a season where it was raining back to back. The thunder, one morning I woke up, it wasn't alarm that woke me up, it was thunder strike that woke me up. It was very, very loud. It was as if the sky was angry. Amen. But that was a season. you know, it was a season and rain was just pouring. Season. Amen. Glory to God. Now, what exactly is a season? According to, you know, the dictionary, say season is a division of the year marked by changes in weather, ecology, and the amount of daylight, you know, and then there are different seasons that, you know, people experience in different parts of the world. You know, there is winter, summer, autumn, spring. Amen. Glory to God. The truth is, there are seasons and there are timings to our lives. Amen. There is season. In fact, people who are even pregnant women, for those who are ladies, we can relate with this. And even if, you know, you've never been pregnant before, you know, and all, those of you study biology, you notice that there are three trimesters. They say there's the first trimester, they say there's the second trimester, they say there's the third trimester. All of these things are seasons for the child, you know, the child's development. Glory to God. It says, for everything there is a season, and for everything under heaven there is a timing. Hallelujah. You know, looking at the story of John the Baptist, the birth of John the Baptist, you know, it was after the angel of the Lord, you know, the angel of the Lord had appeared to Mary that Elizabeth, the parent, the mother of John the Baptist, that's when they also encountered theirs. All this while, this woman had been barren, you know. And the funny thing is that everybody be looking like, hey, this woman, since she has not given birth to, why, as in, what's wrong? People would have been saying different things, saying all they want to say about her and all of that. But at conceiving, the child that was to come out of her womb was a child of prophecy. And his assignment was to proclaim and prepare, was to prepare the way for Jesus. So this child had to come around the time Jesus too was coming. Glory to God. This child had to come, you know, before the coming of Jesus. Amen. So sorry, please. The angel of the Lord appeared to John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, you know. Because actually, according to history, John the Baptist actually came first. He was born first, you know, before Jesus. You know, some say 6 months. And all. Okay, so, but get it. All this while, this woman did not conceive. She didn't give birth. Until the fullness of time, when, you know, the angel of the Lord came to meet Mary, that, see, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. You're going to give birth. You know, until Joseph had found his bride. That was when, you know, the angel of the Lord went to meet Elizabeth, you know, gave her her own miracle child. And then Mary too got conceived of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then all of these things was happening because John the Baptist was key in the, you know, fulfillment of, you know, Jesus' ministry. Amen. You know, next week we're going to be looking at how that each of us are connected. I even thought that's what we'll be talking about today. I wanted to add it to, but the Holy Spirit said no. Yeah, that should wait. I should, you know, teach on this next week. You know, we talked about how that we are all part of the body of Christ. And that was part of what we looked at last week. And now that every part is significant, no matter how small. No matter what it is God has called you to do, there is, you know, your significance. See, every part of the body of Christ is connected. If something is wrong with your finger, your head, sometimes maybe your eye or even your some part, every part of your body self is hurting. You're not okay. Every part of your body is feeling the discomfort. Now, I want us to know that every one of us, we are connected in the body of Christ. Your fulfillment of your destiny is connected to another member of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We are all connected. You know, I see how that some people get into envy and jealousy. They see somebody, you know, doing something great for God. And then there's just this envy that just wants to, you know, what's even doing? You know, in my walk with God, God has taught me how to say this word. Glory to God. I bless God when I see people, you know, around me who are doing stuff. Because we are connected and we are helping each other. Hallelujah. We are helping each other because we are one body. You cannot do everything. Amen. You cannot be everything. When you see somebody doing something, you should say glory to God. It's just like when you go for checkup and then they say, oh, they check your liver. I say your liver is doing pretty well. Will you be feeling maybe your hand, your knuckles has been having some black spots? Will you be saying, oh, I'm not happy, Jerry. My liver be doing well. Look at my knuckles. You'll be happy. My liver is doing well. Glory to God, I'm happy. You know, that's how we should be. That's how we should be for every one of us. We are one body. Next week, we're going to look into that in details. But for tonight, we're going to look at times and seasons. John the Baptist did not come until it was time for Jesus to come. I want us to read Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Amen. It says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. Amen. Who was that messenger? That messenger that was to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus was actually John the Baptist. And if you read about John the Baptist, that's what he was doing. He kept saying that there's one that is coming before me who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. John the Baptist came at the set time to announce Jesus. According to what? Prophecy. Amen. John the Baptist came at the right time. He came at the right time. He manifested his calling at the right time. At the right time. It was when he was even baptizing people that Jesus, you know, came, you know, to the river and then saw him. And then, you know, he said, I can't baptize you. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so for now. It is necessary that this would happen. Hallelujah. Now, question. What if John the Baptist wasn't, you know, manifesting his calling at that time? Who was going to prepare the way for the Lord? Of course, God cannot be stranded. He's going to use another person. But let's assume that John the Baptist refused to, let's say, what's all this calling to be a prophet? Let me go and do 9 to 5. I'm not, I see all my mates, they are making money. You know, which was all these ones with all this prepare the way for the Lord? Who is even the Lord that's coming? Do I even know any Lord? I beg the Lord, go and hold Nepapu. I'm not doing. Hallelujah. He would have missed his very essence for being born. Hallelujah. We're talking about obedience to the call. Amen. The Bible says that John went to live in the wilderness. His food was locusts and honey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had a very strange life. The life that God had for him gave him a very strange lifestyle. But what if he was busy looking at everybody else's lifestyle and say, oh, man, I want to be like this guy. Oh, let me go into the tax collecting, you know, profession. Those are people really making money. He would have missed his very essence for being born. Glory to God. You know, I love John the Baptist ministry. You know, he says that people from all over Judea will come and hear him preach. Why? Because he was in his assignment at the right time. He came at the right time. He was doing what God wanted him to do. So people had to respond to what God had called him to do. Amen. Are there people right now that God has told that this is what I would want you to do? But they've said, well, I don't think I'm ready for this kind of life. I mean, locust and honey. You know, then Paul said, and Peter said, but we will give ourselves to the ministry of prayer and the word. We're not going to be serving tables. Locust and honey. What is that? Ministry of the word and prayer. I have other things to do in my life. Are there people who have ignored what God has called them to do? Some people's locust and honey that they'll be eating is, you know, professional courses and, you know, volunteering or something. That's some people's regimen. That's some people's life. That what they are calling and, you know, giving to them. What's your own locus and honey? Amen. Glory to God. It may not be something pleasant to you. You just have to embrace it. It may be something strange to people when they hear it. Locus and honey. That was what John the Baptist was living on. And he enjoyed it. It may be strange to you at first, but if you surrender to the call of God, you would enjoy it. Some of you, because of what God will have you do, you would have to read books. This one is somebody say, oh, I read one book once a month. And the Holy Spirit is telling you, beloved, for you, you have to read like 5 books in a month. You're like, God, Lord have mercy. Amen. But as you surrender to it, it will become part of your lifestyle. We're talking about obedience to the call. Times and seasons. Amen. John the Baptist knew what he was called to do, and he gave himself to that calling. Amen. He came at the set time to announce Jesus according to prophecy. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you're a child of prophecy, just like John the Baptist. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, from 1 verse 5, it says that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I already ordained you to be a prophet unto nations. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God already had a plan for your life. God had already ordained you for a specific cause. God has already ordained you for a specific purpose. Amen. So you're a child of prophecy. You are not just on the face of the earth to occupy space. Hallelujah. You are here for a specific assignment. You are here for a specific work, for a specific course. And I want you to know that that course, that assignment has a time and a season. Amen. That specific assignment has a timing. It has a timing for everything under the earth, for everything. For everything, there is a season, and for everything, there is a timing. There is a timing for what God has called you to do. There is a timing for what God wants you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I saw something very interesting, you know, in the book of John chapter 7. And we're going to be reading that part of the Bible. I believe we're getting blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Turn with me to John chapter 7. You know, let me just summarize what was going on here. Jesus actually was in Galilee, you know, and the Jews were trying to kill him. And they had this particular event coming up called the Jews' Feast of the Tabernacles. You know, usually it was around October or September now. It was coming up. So his brothers were like, Jesus, go into Judea now. Going to Judea, you know, disciples, so let the people there, let them see your work. Let them see your work. All this one that you are doing things, kona in Galilee. Going to Judea, you know, because Judea was actually considered to be the where the Bagbos people were, you know, the elite, you know, like Galilee was regarded like, the Jews in Galilee were not really regarded like, who are these ones? So I believe that the Jews in Judea were the, you know, top notch, where you find the, you know, big people and all of that. So his brothers are like, just go to Judah now. Go and show yourself there. All the time you're here doing things in secret. Show yourself to the world. That was verse 4. It was like, if thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Let them see you. Everybody is going on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube. Go and do YouTube. Go and do now. Show yourself to the world. Everybody is what's wrong with go YouTube? Start your own. All this time you are doing mentoring one person in your room. Nobody knows you. People are saying that you are getting the lives are getting blessed in your room. Nobody knows. Why not start start a fellowship? Turn this thing to let people know what's going on here. That is how some people are falling into error. That is how some people are falling into error just because of all these things. Why not just start something now? Let people know you. Let people go to this particular place. When I was, you know, when God was preparing me for ministry and all that. See, everybody come and ask me, shall I tell them, well, ministry actually, you know, when Ladies Gather started 2016, but ministry for me started 2012. Those were the times God were preparing me. Today I started mentoring girls. In fact, I enjoyed mentoring girls way back, you know, because now it's even online mentoring I'm doing. Then I'll see you face to face. You come to my room, you pray, you submit assignments. When I was in school years ago and nobody knew Jack. I didn't come on Instagram. I didn't even know what was Instagram. I didn't come on Facebook to say anything that, I'm mentoring ladies and all of that and all of that. It wasn't needed. I didn't need to be known at that time. What I was doing at that time, it didn't need to be, you know, spread abroad. You know, just say, show thyself to the world. Anyway, verse 5 now said, for neither did the brethren of Jesus even believe him. So all these things everyone will say, maybe they were even mocking himself. Be careful of all these people that is to hail you. Some of them might be psycho fans. Just say, hey, oh. Some of them inside their hearts, they're like, what is this even doing? Psycho fans. It is a spiritual friend, someone who is discerning that will tell you, yeah, I know God is using you, but can you watch it here? Take note of what God is having you do. God is calling you to a deeper walk with him. I know everybody is saying this, but God will have you pray more. So beware of people who just say all those things. All right, let's continue. Verse 6, everybody, let's read verse 6. It says, then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, My time is not yet come. This evening, I want to ask you, do you know that you have a time? Do you know your time? Do you know that God has a specific timing for your life? He has a time for your life. Do you know your time? Or you're just busy running with every other person's timeline, every other person's timetable. You know, you're running with someone's timeline on social media. The person do this one, okay, I follow. The person do this one, okay, I will do my own. You have some people are running with people's timeline. But do you know your time? Jesus said, my time has not yet come. Do we have ladies who still have an intimate walk with God that even know their time for certain seasons in their life? And mind you, Jesus has started ministry at that time, but he knew times and seasons for certain moves to happen in his life. Hallelujah. Do you know your time? Or you're just busy copying and pasting? She did this. Okay, me too. Oh yeah, let's go. I will do my own. Is that how you've been living your life? Tonight we're going to repent. Oh, many of us, we're going to have to repent. Oh, she started a podcast. Okay. Who says I cannot do? What can, I can't talk now. It's not to talk. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've heard all of you. I know, you want me to be known, but he said, my time has not yet come. Follow me closely, because of something Jesus did here that made me go, oh my God. Lord, the Lord was trying to show us something. He wanted us to learn from him. He said, my time has not yet come. I want you to know that you have a time. Some people wear wristwatch. Man, I really don't like wearing wristwatch. Okay. Oh, people got me one wristwatch at one time. You know, I really, because it looks like a bracelet. Thank you so much. You know. But people wear time wristwatch, and then they don't even know that they have time. Their life, their destiny has a clock. Do you know your time? Do you know your set time? Do you know your seasons in life? Do you know your prophetic timing? Do you know your set time? Follow me closely, because tonight's message is going to deliver a lot of you from all this pressure, all this social media pressure, peer pressure, pressure to perform all those things. Hallelujah. Some of you need to calm down and rest in God, in God's plan and purpose for your life. Amen. You know, the word they use for time is actually the word kairos. Kairos. Amen. It means the set time. It means the best time. It means the, you know, the right time. Kairos. Kairos. You have the best time. There is the best time for God, for what God has called you to do. There is the best time to carry out God's calling for your life. There is the kairos for what God has called you to do. It's not just any time, anyhow, any day. No, there is a set time. We are not, you know, natural people. We are spiritual beings. Hallelujah. And we descend spiritually. So your kairos has to be discerned spiritually. Glory to God. It didn't make sense to his brethren. That were like, they were those ones who were just going by logic. This one, you are doing this thing like this. Go and be popular now. Go to where the gengengenge is. Go to Kiniko. Let us imagine maybe Galilee was like Adegule now. And then Judah was like Di. You know, Island, Lekki, all those places. If this is Adegule, this is what you are doing. I go to ministry. Go and do ministry with those people that are. You know, there is a kairos for what God has called you to do. So those guys were just, they were analyzing things physically by their head. So when Jesus said to them that my time has not yet come, they'll be like, what is this I'm talking about again? Time. Oh, okay, no problem. We should have said our own. Go to Judah and go and show forth yourself. Let everybody know you there. There are more opportunities for you there. But if you read this story, you will see that Jesus later went to Judah. Hallelujah. He later went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I saw that, Jesus, what's going on? Why are you still going? He said, you are not going. And then, why do you now see, carry yourself, and then you still went? Amen. If you read verse 9, okay, let's start from 10. It says, when his brethren were gone up, then Jesus went up also unto the feast. But how did he go? How did he go? The Bible says, he went not openly, but as it were in secret. He went secretly, like he used corner. Let's say everybody, you know, maybe everybody was going by day. I don't know how Jesus went shower. I'm just saying, you know, everybody were going by day. There's a public transport that's, because they feast everybody, all the Jews. Maybe there was a particular bus or a particular ship. Sorry, there was no bus at that time. There was a particular ship or maybe horse or caravan, whatever, that was carrying them. Jesus didn't follow that means. He didn't follow the open way everybody was moving. He went, you know, back door. Hallelujah. He went secretly. Now, if he had followed his brother's word, Well, because the Bible says in 11, it says the Jews sought him at the feast. And you know from verse 1, they wanted to kill him. Amen. Glory to God. So if he had gone openly, maybe they would have just buy him there and arrested him. And, you know, bundled him. And it was not yet time for that. He still had some people to reach out to, some things to do. Amen. There was a timing for his crucifixion to happen. It was not yet time for it. Glory to God. So if he had just said to his brother, oh yeah, let's go. Let's go to Judah. There we go. Pack your load. And then he follows them. And then they hand him over, arrest him, and then time for him to be crucified, you know, has been aborted. Everything planned, going zigzag. Why? Because he did not follow his set time. But thank God our Lord Jesus followed his set time. And someone's like, okay, tell me, why did he go? Why did he go? Jesus later showed us, Jesus was trying to tell us something about timing. Jesus later showed us that, see, him going was showing us that, see, there is a specific way to move in God's assignment for your life. His brethren say, let us go, like, as in go to, let, their plan is a lot of us be going. But he did not do follow. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't do follow. Glory to God. The Bible says that when his brethren had left, when his brethren were gone up, if I let's read 9, it says, when he has said this word, that his time has not yet come and all of that, the Bible says he still stayed in Galilee. He abode still in Galilee. He still stayed. It says, but when his brethren were gone up, then he went also unto the feast. So Jesus knew that for him, he's not meant to follow his brethren. This is a word for somebody here. Some of you, you have friends who have started doing amazing things for the, you know, some of them are in the right timing for their life. Some of them are never in the right time for their life. They're just doing things. Amen. And then the enemy is telling you, see all your brethren, better follow too. And join the crew. See all of them, they are celebrating your friend. What are you doing in your life? You're still here. Skabashing, doing videos. TMA is sending you errands. We look at your maids. TMA is sending you to be doing this, to be anchoring this, to be doing this, to be TMA is giving you assignments. Look at your sisters, your clique. They are manning things. You follow them. And when that's not what God is saying to you, you enter into trouble. Hallelujah. It says, when his brethren, they were gone. Some of you just need to let your friends, let your clique, let them be doing what they are doing. Let them go. You need to stay abroad, stay in Galilee. The Bible says Jesus still stayed in Galilee. Some of you, it's not yet time to leave Galilee. Some of you, it's not yet time to begin manifesting. You still need to abide in God. You still need to stay. You still need to stay in that place where it doesn't seem like a lot of people know you. It doesn't seem like a lot of things are happening for you. But you still need to stay. Let people who are doing what they are doing celebrate them. You know, let them go. Let them go open. Let people do what God has called them to do. I knew, you know, a particular time of my life where, you know, my sisters were doing stuff. And I was just looking. Amen. I knew my timing. I knew when God will have me do what he wanted me to do. I'll celebrate them. In fact, there's even one now that she calls me a coach today. When I remember when we were in school then, I served in our meetings. I volunteered. Not once. Amen. Today now, we have all come together. You know, she sees me as inspiration. Someone that started way, way before me. But she was in her timing. I was in my own timing. If people are doing stuff around you, don't let it pressurize you. Don't be under pressure. Some of you still need to stay in Galilee. Bible says Jesus abode still in Galilee. But anyways, God would have him be in Judah, and also people should know him in Judah. See, it's not, God wants you to shine, amen. Whatever it is he has called you to do, he wants you to shine. Hallelujah, he wants your light to shine. That men may see your good works. Whatever it is that's called you to do, whether in starting a work, whether in helping somebody out, or whether in sponsoring the gospel, whatever it is, God wants you to shine there. But there is a strategy, there is a way he wants you to go about it. Jesus knew that him going to Judah is not going to be by him going openly. It's going to be by him going secretly. So in God's timing for your life, in following God's time for your life, you know, sins for your life, I also want you to know that there is a strategy that God has for you, specific strategy that God will have you in following to execute what he has called you to do. You can't keep following everybody's strategy. You can't keep, oh, my friend did it like this, I'm going to do it like this. My sister is doing like this, I'm going to do it like this. No! Everybody was going openly to the feast, but Jesus went secretly. He didn't go openly. He didn't go openly. He didn't go openly. He didn't go openly. Some of you, the strategy that God is going to give you is not going to be the common type of strategy. Amen. I have, you know, people now who are doing meetings and, you know, holding meetings live and every time. But the strategy God gave me is build a community, Telegram, share the word of God with them, record it. You know, this is my strategy. This is what God has given me. If you even look at the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of Paul, they had strategy. They were following a particular strategy that God gave them in fulfilling the assignment. Do you know the strategy for fulfilling your own assignment? Or you're just copying everybody? She's doing like this, tomorrow you switch. I'm not saying don't be inspired. But see, not everybody's methods should inspire you. Not everybody's, you know, method should be your own strategy. You can bless God for what they are doing, amen, and, you know, learn and all of that. But not everybody's method is meant for you to follow. Amen. Yes, sorry, you can be inspired by them. I was meant to say, not everybody's method is meant for you to follow. Glory to God. Jesus told his brothers, you can be going. You can be going, but for me, I'm still here. And he went. I can imagine Jesus going to Judah, maybe wearing one kind of cape. Hey, Shandy Bala. Because if he had gone openly, all disciples, Jesus, Hosanna, they would give him a very grand welcome and then announce him when he didn't need announcement at that time. You will notice something. If you, those of you who have read the story of Jesus, you will notice that when it was close to the time for Jesus to be crucified, he was the one that even said to his disciples, go to so place, get me a donkey. The person already told the person that I need this ass, you know, and all of that. The person is going to release it for you. And then he entered. And then he entered into it and he rode. And then people were singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. And Jesus was fine with it. He knew that was the right time for all the praise. Some of you don't need anybody shouting your praise right now. You don't need it. It's not needed. Amen. If you get the accolades of men too early, you destroy yourself. Some of you don't need to expose yourself right now. Hallelujah. See, there were so many things I did back then. I mean, like, so many things I did back then in school that if I want to use to shout praise, I want to get accolades of men. But it was not needed. There was no point posting about it. There was no need. But when it was time to begin, God said, yes, go all out. Let people know what I'm doing through your ministry, what I'm doing through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. There is a way God wants you to go about your assignment. There is a strategy. Jesus went secretly. When it was time for his crucifixion to happen, he went openly. Let everybody shout this. Let everybody know him. Hosanna, Hosanna. He got to Jerusalem. And then they were like, okay, time has come for us to kill him. He knew all of these things. His destiny was to come and die for us. There's a way God wants to go about your assignment. There's a way God wants you to go about your assignment. Are we getting blessed tonight? There is a timing for what God will have you do. You see everybody writing book. Hey, let me too. Go and write my book. All right, I'll publish it. You publish it and you enter into trouble. You start getting criticism that will criticize you, and then you can't even bear it. I'm not saying that, you know, one won't be criticized. Do you understand? But there's times that you don't need those things. God is forming you. God, just like when a baby is growing in the womb. Do you know that from 12 weeks, a baby is already formed. Everything about the baby is formed. But the baby can't come out. Why? Because the baby comes out, it can't survive. So the fact that you've been deposited grace, everything has been deposited into you. You know, you understand the principles, the dynamics of these things, and you have the skill, the anointing, the knowledge. That is not, you know, a license to say, "Ooh, let's move out." No. Amen. If you read the, what's it going to get there? You know, is it Luke chapter 2 now? Yeah. Luke chapter 2. Jesus said, "I'm about my father's business." When his friends were looking for him, when he got, you know, when they thought he was missing, you know, in, you know, Jerusalem and all of that. The Bible says he was sitting with professors, discussing, asking questions and discussing with them. They were amazed by his wisdom. At 12, Jesus was spitting fire. Jesus was spitting deep things. So they were still learning, you know, but he was spitting things. At that 12 years old, I just said, "Well, let's start. I'm the son of God. What do you mean? Let's start." You know, those professors said, they just bundled him. And you know, you have Jesus again. So sometimes it's not because God doesn't want you to shine, it's because He's protecting you. He's protecting you. He knows that you've not built enough capacity yet to stand the heat of the calling. So He keeps you in a place where you will grow. The Bible says, after that, you know, whole conversation when Jesus said, "Don't want me to be about my father, don't you know I'm about my father's business," and all of that. If you read the last verse, it was said of Jesus that after that time, he submitted to his parents. Very wise. He became subject to his parents. You know, maybe the tea was in him to say, let me start. And the Bible says he submitted to his parents. And then the last verse says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. He grew in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Some of you think it's just to have anointing or just to have knowledge. You need to have wisdom, capacity to undo things. Amen. There are some of you, God is training you because there are some things that He needs to take you through so that you'll be able to handle certain things that come with your assignment when it's time for manifestation. But you say, "No, I want to be like this person now, no. Okay. And then one, the enemy says, "No problem. Leave her. Let her get there. Once you get there, just one small thing, I'll just organize." And she says, "Well, you will not hear of her again." Are there not people that you've been hearing of, and all of a sudden you don't hear them again? Is it that they were not gifted? There are some mistrels. So people who just release album, boom. Everybody's like, "Well, after some time, don't hear of them again. What happened?" Maybe hunger beat them. He started to go and sing Bekbeki, Bagbag, all those kind of songs. "Touch me, baby, touch me," all of those things. They were tired, they were hungry, they could not stand, they could not, you know, the process of trusting God that, "Oh, this thing would, you know, definitely, bring my bread," and all of that. God is taking me. God took me through season, so Jesus. Amen. In fact, if not for those process and things that God took me through, now that I've even started doing ministry, and all in a small way and all, I don't think I'd have survived. I'd have just packed up since. Amen. So that process is God is taking you through. And see, I love what Jesus said in Luke chapter 2. When he said that, don't you know I'm about my father's business? It wasn't known at that time. It was learning and discussing and interacting with people, with professors, But it was still about his father's business. So see, it's not until you hold one big conference or hold one online meeting that you can be about your father's business. You can be serving somebody, serving in your church, partnering with someone, you know, serving and just being with God, learning of Jesus, you know, and nobody knows you, and you are still about your father's business. Because this thing, there are phases in this thing. Hallelujah. For everything, there is a timing and there is a season. Don't despise one season and say you want to blow into another season. No. Let every season, you know, come into full maturity and then lift you to the next season. Right now, I'm in a season of my life. There are some invitations that if they come, Lord will tell me, you don't, it's not yet time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are some meetings I will not, I have some events I will not go for. Because some of them, you go for them and then you get there and you don't have the capacity for it and all of that. You enjoy yourself. Glory to God. I remember one time I was... Some of you just thank God that God is hiding you before you go and disgrace your family. You know, I remember when I was still in foundation school then, I started hearing the word of God. I knew, I started learning of Jesus and all of that. So, foundation school teacher was like, yeah, let's pray. Let's start declaring the word, confess God's word. We are adoring, confess God's word. We are praying. As I started, the life of God is in me. The greater one lives on my inside. He that is in me is greater than he that is the world. As he is, so am I. In this, I just hooked. I said, imagine if I get through. It's that time. They brought somebody just say, man of God, you've transformed. God has transformed your life. Let me just invite you now to students, you know, gathering on campus. Just bless them. Share how God has transformed your life. And you share the word. And I go there and I'm doing, see the disgrace. So it was just between my teacher was just smiling, was just laughing. It was just between me, her, and just two other students inside church. And it was not nobody was there. It was just us inside church. Glory to God. You can see that, see. Someone's like, oh God, I want to move, speed. I'm going to say, beloved, you cannot, you know, where you are right now, you need to build capacity. You need to learn something, certain things, you know, for where I'm taking you to. It's not yet time. And for some of you, it's even time. The time to manifest destiny has come and it is overdue, but you are the one who is not yet ready. You've not been giving yourself to the things that your destiny requires. God has been telling you, pay attention to this, pay attention to that, and time is going. Time is going. Your set time has come and it is already counting. Destinies are already waiting, but they've been waiting because of your lack of diligence. They've been waiting because of your laziness. They've been waiting because of your disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. You are meant to have been someone, you know, in a particular state of influence right now. You know, a stage of, you know, influence. You are meant to be operating at that place, but because, I don't know, maybe you just want love relationship, the enemy just uses it to cage you, or maybe it's oversleeping, overeating, and you're not moving. Souls are perishing. People who need to hear the counsel of the Lord from your lips, they are making terrible mistakes. They are stuck in darkness. Why? Because you refuse to walk with God's timing for your life. Tonight is a night. Both parties will have to repent. Hallelujah. Jesus could have started at 12 years old. After all, Josiah become king. 8 years. People are even amazed at my wisdom, because the Bible says the professors were amazed at his wisdom. See, the fact that people are amazed at the calling and gift of God upon your life, they are giving you accolades, it's not a sign that it's time for you to manifest anything. It's the truth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not that, you went somewhere, someone said,
You know, TMA, I sang a place and everybody were like, oh my God, what kind of angelic voice is this? You need to come, let me sign you up. You need to get an album. Ah, people need to hear this. And that's how you follow. And you go and put yourself inside, you know, early bondage. And they arrest you and grab you like Jesus would have gone openly with his brethren. Amen. You need to, even when people are giving you ideas and wow, they're telling you, it's okay, let them celebrate God. But you need to check inward. God, is it the right time for this? Is it the right time for this? Is it the right time for that? Amen. Concerning marriage, you're done with school. What's the next thing? Go and marry. What if that's not what God wants for your life? Amen. What if God wants you to, you know, do certain things before marriage comes? So now, what's the next thing? Go and marry. And some people marry and then they forget about destiny entirely. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fact that people are shouting accolades, you know, and all of that. I celebrate all of you. Thank you so much for the amazing things. Like, sometimes I see your status and I'm like, oh my God, glory to God. I give God all the praise. You know, TMA to the world. Glory. It's TMA to the world. But if God does not, you know, give me the tantan that TMA is time to the world, we'll be here. We'll be doing WhatsApp here. We're doing Telegram now. I know I'm called to the world. Glory to God. It's not today. Before people have been saying, I've seen it. Amen. Seen, you know, ministry to white people. You know, I've seen when I was still in school. Glory to God. People didn't know me at that time when I was seeing all of these things. But these things happen in times and seasons. There is a time. There will be a season. We all see it and we all give glory to God. Where, you know, this ministry, God is going to take us, you know, to abroad. You know, we're going to minister to white people. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to do ministry for God. But I'm not going to force myself. Whatever is done in the flesh profited nothing. Jesus said the flesh, it profits nothing. But it's the spirit that gives life. That's why, in doing as God is saying, we should do this thing now at this level, is breathing life on it. You will be blessed. You will encounter God because he's breathing life on it. But if I say now, forget all these Telegram things. Let's move. Let's go to where we can touch people overseas and all that. The flesh profited nothing. And as I'm even talking now, if I drop this phone now and I just hear during this time to reach out to people in the overseas, all well and good. Was it not Jesus' mother that told Jesus that wine has finished, yo, in John chapter 2? And Jesus said, my hour, my time, it has not come. But he said, in fact, the Bible says, my time has not come for miracles. But he performed miracles. Immediately, the mother left. Hallelujah. So, it's for you to, you know, Jesus said something. He said, what I see my father do, I do. It is what I see. So, at that time when Mary was talking, he didn't see it. But when Mary was done talking, he saw it. And then he performed the miracle. He started. Hallelujah. So, if after we're done now, and then you now see a post that we're going global. Like, we're reaching out. Don't be surprised, because it's what I see my father do that I do. But do you understand what I'm saying here? I'm running with God's specific plan and timing for my life. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. So there is a time for your appearing, beloved. There is a time. We see this in Jesus' ministry. If you read from Matthew chapter 4, I want us to read that while we close. Matthew chapter 4. Father, I thank you for tonight. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. It says, from that time, you know, Matthew chapter 4 is where Jesus was tempted and all. From 17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. 19, he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Alright, there's something I want us to read. I want us to see something now, Matthew chapter 4. Alright, Matthew chapter 4. If you read Bibles that, you know, have highlights of chapters, you will see that Matthew chapter 4 is great to tell you that this was when he began his public ministry. Matthew chapter 4, okay, verse 11, it says the devil left him and angels came to minister to him. Verse 12 says, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast to prison, he departed into Galilee. 13, it says, and Jesus left Nazareth. He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the border of Zebulun and Naphtali. 14, that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people sat in darkness, they've seen a great light. And to them which sat in the region of shadow of death, light is spring up. You can see that even where Jesus started ministry from. Verse 17 says that from that time Jesus began to preach. Where Jesus started ministry from was even a fulfillment of prophecy. He didn't just start ministry anywhere. Amen. Some of you are like, God said I should start ministry from WhatsApp. You are fulfilling prophecy. Don't feel bad. Jesus says he started ministry from Galilee. There are some people that, you know, who start their ministry in Judea, you know, close to where all the things happen. Some people that will start big. If you start in Judea, you're starting big. But Jesus started in Galilee. Amen. He started where the people, Jews in Galilee, were not taken. They were despised. That was where God would have him start, according to prophecy. See, your starting point has already been prophesied already. Your starting point concerning what God will have you do has already been put into the prophetic script. It's already in the poema of God for your life. But some of you are not sensitive. You're not looking for it. You're not searching. You're not seeking God for it. You're just using everybody's own outside, you know, manifestation to find out. No, you need to stay with God to draw from him exactly what has been written concerning you. God, what will you have me do? How will you have me start? I used to say this, everybody starting may not be the same. Some people may start big. Some people may start small. Amen. And I love something about this scripture. That it says, from that time Jesus began to preach, you know, that repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Verse 19 says that when Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he did what? He saw two brethren, Simon Peter and Andrew's brother. When Jesus was walking in the prophetic place that God would have him start ministry, he saw his destiny helpers. He saw his followers. He saw the people that God would have, you know, walk with him. Some of you, the reason you're struggling, what God will have you do is because you're not in the right place. You're not in the right place. You're not in the right place at the right time. Amen. When Jesus was walking in Galilee, he saw Andrew. He saw Peter. Hallelujah. When you are following God's timing for your life, when you're following God's plan for your life, concerning the call that he has for you, you will find your helpers. You will find your followers. You will find people who will support you to fulfill the call of God upon your life. So many people are struggling right now. They are just struggling, trying to waylay people. Waylay, convince people. Come on, you must join by force. People are forcing people into their ministry, forcing people to join their vision, forcing people. I'm not against advertising, you know, publicizing. I do all of that. But see, when you are in where God wants you to be, there is going to be the hand of God that is going to bring people to you. Amen. You know, there were people who were like, see, WLG, God is amazing. Nobody can come and tell me God didn't call us. He can't, apart from the convictions that God has given me years ago. But I've seen things in this ministry that I'm like, God, thank you. There were people who started this ministry and were like, TMA, forever we go. I will never leave this ministry. I will never leave you. I will never. All of a sudden, they just, you know, went away. And I noticed that the period they went away, God started raising people who have stayed, who have supported me, who have, you know, I hear how that, you know, some of these people, they even pray for the ministry behind my back, and I do not know. Amen. See, when God calls you, He would send people to support you, whatever it is. Amen. For some of you, I'm speaking in ministry now. It could even be in career. Hallelujah. You follow that path that God has for you. The person who is going to hold your hand and lift you up is waiting for you at that particular place that God will have you be. He's waiting for you. Now, some people have run ahead and they missed it. Some people are still lagging behind. Hallelujah. Tonight is a night to, you know, align with God. Align with God's timing and seasons for our life. Amen. Jesus found His destiny helpers at the place where God will have Him start ministry. Jesus could have said, let's start anywhere. We just look at the map of Israel. Where it looks like the most potential place for my anointing to spread. But no, according as it was written of Him, Galilee. Oh my God, let's go back to that scripture. It's a prophet. It said, because the people, it says the people that sat in darkness saw a great light. God wanted Him to minister to those people. He wanted those people that were sitting in darkness to see great light. There are people who are sitting in deep, intense, great light. They are waiting for you to manifest your light to them. They are waiting for you to arise and shine. They are waiting. There is a location. There is a specific timing. There is a specific season for you to reach out to those people seated in darkness. Tonight, as you listen to this, I want you to go and pray. Set out time to pray and say, Father, open the eyes of my understanding to know the hope of my calling. Father, fill me with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may walk worthy of you, that I may walk according to your specific time and season for my life. That I would not go and start ministry in Judea when there are people seated in darkness in Galilee waiting for me, as it has been written for me. I will not go and start ministry even when it even comes on social media. Hallelujah. God would have you. There's something God is doing. There is a particular platform God will have you focus on, because there are people there. But you are looking, this my friend has a lot of wave on Facebook. Let me focus on Facebook. And maybe God is saying WhatsApp. Amen. It may sound very, very, you know, but see, God is intentional about our lives. I'm not saying you will not reach out to people. There was a time that God told me I should focus on WhatsApp. I was like, God, see that Facebook. Let's go. And then I was getting a lot of attention on Facebook and all of that. At some point, the attention stopped. I was like, God was like, WhatsApp is where I've called you to. And yeah, I've seen people send me numbers, say, please, DM me, add this person to your contact. People literally come to my and say, please, add this person to my contact. I'm like, okay, no problem. If it's where God wants us to be starting from and be doing ministry, fine, no problem. Amen, we'll do it. Hallelujah. And then when it was time to start, you know, reaching out on other platforms, he also let me know. Glory to God. Do you know God's plan for your life? Do you understand the dynamics, the strategies, the timing, and the seasons? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray tonight. You're going to pray tonight. Amen. You're going to pray tonight. You're going to pray tonight. And you're going to say, Father, fill me with the knowledge of your will. Hallelujah. Because if you're not where God wants you to be, you will struggle. Though. See, Jesus was in Galilee, where God wanted him to start ministry. And the Bible says that when he saw Peter and Andrew, and he said to them, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. The Bible says in 20, it says straight away they left their net and followed him. See, there is such an anointing called the Yehim anointing. The anointing that when you speak, people respond. See, that anointing would only come upon you and work in your ministry when you are actually where God wants you to be. How can you tell somebody to just follow and a person just drop net and is following you? If Jesus was in another place, it wouldn't work. Amen. Even when he was, maybe it's even rogues and people that don't even, you know, we start following him. Hallelujah. There are people waiting to follow you, but you just have to be at the set place, at the set time. You have to appear at the right time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, God said to me that, see, I have helpers for you. Amen. You just need to arise and shine that they will see you. Amen. Glory to God. So God has, you know, strategies for us concerning this thing. Specific moves. Amen. In his timing for our lives. Glory to God. The world is waiting for our manifestation, guys. Amen. Those are assigned to help you and follow you. Glory to God. They are waiting. They are waiting. And see, in that, you can't tell me that when God was, you know, writing that prophecy that Jesus is going to start ministering from Galilee, he did not have in mind that he's going to write out that helpers are going to accompany him. Please, let's learn to follow God's plan for our lives. Because daring is all the provision. Daring is the protection. Daring is everything that you need. Daring is everything that you need. Oh, glory to God. Can we just begin to pray and ask the Father to fill us with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Come on, Makoshu Tali Badosha, Igabosu Tanda Bana Kosha, Lebo Shande. Father, fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus, Kebosu Tande, Igabosata, Lebrugotu Sutilianda Bahasha.